Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, August 1st.
Good morning. Has the intro changed again?
No, that's the intro.
Because wasn't it a lady that was speaking?
No.
Oh, it was always a man?
Yeah.
Oh.
Always.
I'm dreaming.
The first part is a woman that says you're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Oh, maybe that. I'm just confusing them, Bill. Yeah. Maybe I zoned out.
But I'm glad you paid attention to this because I told you I was going to bring in like a longer version of the song because we like it so much, right?
I love it. It's
so
great.
So I bought 60 seconds of it. So just check out. So we just get it out of our system because for 15 seconds, this song is not enough, right?
I know.
It just gets started, man.
And I feel like it would just puts everyone in a good mood.
I think so, you know. I mean, it's funny because I found it under the category of feel good, you know.
Those are the best.
Yeah, because I have to go through like a complete library and pick out the music for our intros.
Right.
So this one was good, and I thought, I'm saving this one for me.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So it's called Give Me Love. That's how they named it. And so here's a minute of it. A little different, but, you know. Okay, at this point, this sort of like ran out of ideas there. I didn't like the ending that much. But you see, the thing is, these are like clips. So actually, I think they make like a full song out of it.
Right.
But you can get like clips. So that's why it's kind of repetitive. It repeats itself. But in the 60 seconds, they managed to change it.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Right? I like it a lot.
I know. It's pretty cool. I know. We're in love with our opening.
Yeah.
The things that that matter in life, you know.
Seriously.
I mean, to me, it's like music is very important, you know. And I always get... I could just spend 2 minutes and find just any music and put it on. But I spend hours on this, you know, for all our shows to have good music.
The perfect one.
Yeah, you know. And so it just adds to the entire package of the radio station.
Definitely.
You know? So, I'm glad. I'm proud of it. But yesterday we got someone who wasn't very happy. So that kind of brought me down and stuff. But, I mean, I'm not going to get into it. But it just sucks, you know. And... you know, I mean, you run a station for like 6.5 years. You figure we're doing it right, right?
Yeah.
We figured it out. So how is it that somebody can turn around and say, you guys are the worst? You know, I mean, someone new with us. You guys are the worst. This is garbage. I made a mistake. You guys are this and that, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, when this happens, you know, in light of the fact that for years and hundreds of people that you've met think you're like the best thing ever, then you know something's wrong with them, not with you.
Right.
Right?
Completely.
And I'll bet you that in their life, their entire life is a mess like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's how they behave. That's how they react to things. And rather than try and resolve things and understand what's going on and things like that.
Yeah.
So, and it happens to me sometimes, you know, where I would meet someone and then I feel I'm going crazy. And I realized it's not me.
No.
You know, because, I mean, if I can meet like hundreds of people and everything's normal, and suddenly with one person you're feeling like you're going crazy, mm-hmm. it has to be that person.
Yeah.
You know?
And
have you met people like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's always, there's somewhat, it's an ego thing on that part and right. a jealousy thing that they don't have what you have. And it yeah. is something, I mean, and everyone to some extent, I guess, has that, but some people just don't know how to control it yeah. and see it in a negative light and try and bring the people that are, that have got further than they have down.
Do you think that has to do with it, though? I don't know. You know, I just think that this is more like just blaming other people for everything that goes wrong in your life. There's people that do that.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll and their life is chaos. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything probably that's going on in their life is chaotic because suddenly you feel your life has become chaotic.
Right. Exactly. Just by having that one person, yeah. then you have anxiety like, oh, my God.
I know. So like they say, good riddance, you know.
Yeah.
It's better if we sometimes there's just no chemistry between people. It doesn't matter what you do.
Right.
However badly you want it, there's just no chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, people yeah. are on different wavelengths, whatever.
Completely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, no guests today. And yesterday, I canceled the show because I really had to catch up on some sleep. I mean, it's been since the weekend that I've been getting only 4 hours. And I know I don't like to talk about my sleep and stuff, but it's become like an important part of my life because even when I try, I just, there's too much work suddenly, yeah. you know, and that. So... so I sort of caught up. Yeah, and it felt good not to be tired yesterday. You know,
yeah.
I finally got 8 hours, and then in the afternoon I got another couple hours. So I felt refreshed, you know, and it yeah. feels nice. So today I'm still feeling refreshed. I'm not that tired.
And now
anything.
You have the weekend.
Yeah, I have the weekend and stuff, so mm-hmm. we can catch up that way. But I really have to change my lifestyle because I think even though I manage to stay awake, it's not healthy.
Right.
You know, your body needs the rest. Mm-hmm. It really does. And it's amazing what sleep does for the body. You know, it's such a mysterious thing.
Yeah, it really is.
And, you know, you sort of like it rejuvenates you.
Definitely.
Know, by itself.
Uh-huh.
Incredible.
I went to the Dodger game last night, and I got the garlic fries. And I swear there was probably four garlic cloves in the garlic fries.
Really?
All I can
they
taste
overdid
today
it a little
is garlic.
Oh, it's, my God.
I apologize. In the elevator, when I went to the bathroom, I was like, you can probably smell garlic on me.
No,
the people no. that my boyfriend and I went with. Uh-huh. We were saying goodbye. You guys have got to go. You smell of garlic. I was like,
all
oh,
of you did?
My God, that's so bad. It was wow. disgusting.
Wow.
Like, all I can taste today is garlic, so no doubt I'm breathing garlic.
Yeah.
Never get the garlic fries at the Dodger Stadium. There's so much garlic.
So they went a little overboard with their garlic.
Oh, my gosh. And I thought I was so happy because right when I got there, they just put out a new, like, obviously it was fresh.
Right.
But... so much garlic.
Wow.
Oh, so much garlic.
Garlic fries.
All I can taste today.
I never tasted garlic fries before.
Well, at the restaurant I work at, they do garlic fries.
Oh,
and
really?
They are amazing. And they have roasted garlic on pizzas. And I love garlic.
Yeah.
I've always thought you can never have too much garlic. I love it.
Right.
There's such a thing as too much garlic.
Right.
Oh, my mouth. It's all I can taste.
Really?
I feel like I don't know. It's
my
disgusting.
God. Yeah,
it's
it is an overwhelming
crazy.
Smell.
It's driving
and taste.
Me crazy. And I've only been up for 4 hours. I have the rest of the day. I don't know what to do to get rid of it. I ate breakfast.
Well, I didn't smell it in the elevator, so relax. It's
good.
Fine.
I'm glad.
At least in the elevator, nobody's going to smell.
Yeah. And that's a close proximity, so I'm glad you couldn't.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, great, tonight when I'm waiting on people, they're going to be overwhelmed with garlic. Please go away.
I know. What is it? All these garlic fumes here?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But it's killing me. It's all I can taste.
Yeah. Huh?
It's the worst.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the Dodger Stadium is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah,
yeah,
it was a good game.
Was
the Dodgers
really?
And the Braves. And I'm not really a Dodger fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of become an Oakland A's fan.
Yeah.
Because of my boyfriend.
Right.
but I like baseball. It's relaxing. It's easy to watch.
Is it really?
Yeah.
To me, it's hard to watch. I can't. It bores me. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. It really does.
I can see. I mean, it is. So, it's a slow game, and I mean, we didn't leave till about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, like, it does go long. Huh?
Yeah. And especially, that it didn't even go to extra innings. But when it goes to extra innings, and last night was a pretty fast game because the pitcher, the Dodger pitcher, is just so good. Mm. He just kept striking out.
Really?
But it was still long. And after the garlic fries, my night was ruined because all I could taste was garlic. And I was drinking. Okay. I drank a beer. I drank a soda. I drank a Gatorade. Nothing.
Nothing helped.
Nothing. Nothing. I was like, this is terrible. And I even had a hot dog after the garlic fries, and that didn't.
Yeah.
And I overloaded with relish and onion, and nothing got.
It's just an overwhelming taste and smell.
It is.
Interesting.
It is.
Yeah, I love food that way. But, you know, when you cook it, it's not as as strong as when it is like chopped up, you know?
Exactly. And it was big chunks.
Was it really?
Yeah. And
see that.
But I ate it because at the restaurant, it's big chunks, but it isn't that strong.
Right.
But as I was eating it, I was scraping off the garlic. I was like, this is just too much. And of course, my boyfriend wakes up and can't taste garlic at all. And I'm like, typical.
Yeah.
I can taste it, but you can't. We ate the same thing. How does that work?
Oh, well, different body chemistry, I suppose, you know.
Like, great.
But
the whole weekend, I'm going to have it guaranteed.
Yeah. So I enjoy football games, but, you know, baseball game, I don't know. We went once. I enjoyed it a great deal because we were at a suite with food and drink. And that was fun. So I didn't even pay attention to the game.
Right.
Yeah. That's what made it good.
Well, football season's almost back. Florida State, college football, Florida State was ranked number one in the coaches' polls.
Yeah, I
so
did
that
see
makes
that.
Me happy.
I did see that in the paper, and I was thinking, yeah, you're probably proud of it.
Yeah.
Right?
This was really funny. Erin Andrews, the reporter for ESPN, she is on vacation right now. She's in Italy somewhere, and she took a photo doing the Gator Chomp. Mm-hmm. Some famous place in Italy. I forgot where it was. And she tweeted it and said, Gator Nation is everywhere. A Florida State fan tweeted back at her and said something like, yeah, that's why you're not even in the top 25 of the coaches poll, or something like that. And this just went viral.
Really?
I mean, I think probably 100 people on my Facebook has shared this article, obviously because everyone went to FSU, but I just thought that was so funny.
Wow.
And the Gator, I mean, not that, I mean, I don't like the Gators. Obviously, I went to Florida State. But the rivalry just, it's crazy.
Really?
It's crazy, yeah.
So the Gators are who?
The Florida Gators. So it's the rival team. You know how it's UCLA, USC?
Right, right.
The Florida Gators and the Seminoles.
Okay.
And I was the Seminoles.
But what's the name of the university?
Florida. It's University
just
of Florida.
University of Florida, yeah. Okay. All right,
University
gotcha.
Of Florida. I went to Florida State.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's a huge... Always a huge rivalry.
Right.
Yeah. But Jameis Winston, I guess, had said that his main, this season, were the main rival games for him were Alabama and Auburn. Mm. So, of course, that raised awareness because it's like, well, why isn't it Florida? Because you're Florida State. The biggest rival game should be Florida State.
Right.
So he's a controversy again. One day he'll learn to just keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
And not steal... crab's legs from the grocery store.
Oh, that's the guy.
Yeah,
huh?
That's the guy. Yeah.
Wow. So is he still playing?
Yeah.
He is still playing.
He's a freshman. Well, he was a redshirt freshman last year.
Right. So but I figured if he got involved in crime or something.
He's still playing.
Yeah.
Another report just came out saying that a couple years ago, him and a teammate, I forgot who it was, were held at gunpoint by two FSU police cops, I don't know what they were doing. They were trying to shoot some animal,
Jameis really?
Winston and the other teammate. So they were held at gunpoint. And it's just, and I don't know if it's the fact that now Jameis is such an easy target. He's
right.
such an easy target. He's done all these stupid things and he continues to do stupid things. So he's an easy target for people to
right.
try and dig up dirt. And I don't know if it was exaggerated or... Because I don't know where he would be. Firstly, it was Florida State police. So that's campus police. So he's
right.
somewhere on campus
uh-huh.
shooting something, shooting
what?
An animal. And I just don't know where that would be.
Yeah. Well, it just shows you, you know, I mean, some people can be great at some things, but it doesn't make him like great all around.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he may be a good football player, but that's about it. You know, he's got bad judgment.
Yeah, he's definitely somewhat of a liability.
Yeah, he can't do life very well.
Yeah,
obviously.
He just needs to, he's still got that immature genes. Yeah. He needs to grow up a little bit.
Yeah, I know. God. Yeah, so let's see. What's going on in the world? We're going to have to come up with a lot of news because we don't have a guest today.
I read in Tampa, a man was convicted of murder yesterday for tossing his three-month-year-old boy out of a moving car window on the interstate.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So...
Wow, how can someone do that?
He had attacked his ex-girlfriend. And when she returned home, this is back in 2009. Mm. He's 26, she was 22, and returned home, took her son. It wasn't even his son.
Oh, okay.
Took her son from a friend's house and blocked the door so they couldn't get out, and took her son and threw him out of the window on the highway.
Wow.
Interstate 275 in Tampa.
My God.
It's just insane.
Yeah. How can he do that?
I have no idea. And
you know,
the blood stains were found on his shorts and in the car.
Blood stains?
Yeah. From the baby.
I wonder what the blood was from.
Yeah. Then. So who knows what he'd done to the baby.
Yeah. Wow.
So hopefully he just stays.
A 3-month-old or 3-year-old?
3-month.
3-month-old.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. The jury deliberated for 7 hours.
Jeez.
I don't even think you need 7 hours. I mean, he was found guilty of first-degree murder, kidnapping, battery, and aggravated child abuse. Return on Monday for sentence. Well, I'm sure he's going to get the life sentence, and he needs to stay there without parole because, I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah,
how
it
anyone
really
can
is.
Even...
You can't imagine that, you know, but people get so angry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they want to hurt other people.
Yeah.
So
you have to be wired differently to be able to do that to a 3-month-old.
Right. But I'll bet you this is not like the first time they had an argument or a fight. And I think you need to learn something from the way your partner fights.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure there's been signs that he's violent and does that kind of thing.
Completely.
So he goes... So that's why you have to be careful. I mean, some men are really nuts out there. And you don't know who you're with. You know, sometimes you share a bed with someone. You don't really know them.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, you know, that things like this happen. But I can't imagine. I mean, I couldn't throw a ball out of a moving car, let alone
Never
a baby.
Never mind a baby.
Yeah. My God.
Now, I know you like diet soda, and so do I.
Yes.
But I got tagged in this on Facebook last night by a girl I work with at the restaurant because she knows that my go-to is Diet Coke.
Okay.
So it's diet soda dangers, and it's a big can of Diet Coke in the middle of the photo.
Uh-huh.
It causes weight gain and obesity, which I thought it caused the opposite.
Right.
I thought it made you skinny.
Right.
increased risk of heart attack and stroke. It's very acidic, so it's really bad for your bones and teeth, which that's, yeah, I get that.
Okay.
My teeth are definitely...
Really?
Yeah.
You feel something's happening to them?
Well, I think I've been drinking soda for so long, and the thing that makes me laugh, I brush my teeth probably 3-4 times a day, and I think I'm going to have root canal on one of my teeth, and I just don't, I have no idea how. I take care of my teeth. But I think it's because of the fizzy drinks that I've drank for so long.
You know, it's not necessarily so. I got to tell you, the teeth, it's usually hereditary. It's genetic.
And my mom has really weak back teeth. She's had fillings, and I think she's had a couple root canals. And I think it goes back in my family.
Probably.
She said, she was like, I'm sorry I gave that to you.
Yeah. No, I know. So don't be hard on yourself with that. I don't believe that. Diet soda will ruin your teeth.
Really?
If you take care of them, yes. I don't see how.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I brush my teeth too much, maybe. Maybe I brush them too hard. I have no idea. But the fact that... And, I mean, my tooth wasn't... When I went to the dentist, it was I think I spoke about this because I don't really like the dentist. And I went to the dentist, and it was just a little bit discolored. It wasn't really hurting. It was just a bit discolored. So I went to the dentist. He gave me a temporary filling. He was like, if in 6 months it hurts, then we're going to have to give you a root canal and a crown. And I was like, I'm 23.
Yeah.
I can't have a root canal. But now it's probably a month and a half. And when I chew on this side, on the left side of my mouth, it's pain.
Really?
So now I'm mad.
So you,
I'm like, it wasn't even hurting before.
Right.
Now you're giving me a temporary filling and it hurts.
Right.
It's so painful.
But it probably would have hurt anyway, you know? Yeah. I mean, just eventually it would have. And
so now I'm just like, great.
But dentists are like that, you know? I mean, they get you to you know, get you to so much debt with all these things they want you to do.
And
you always feel, so you go out of there, you feel like a loser. It's like, my God, you know, I got so much work I need on my teeth.
Yeah, and that was only one tooth, the tooth that was a little bit discolored. I have a feeling that when I go back next month and get x-rays, he's going to be like, yeah, 10 fillings.
Oh,
I'm going to be like, oh, great.
No, but you're more bound to get fillings for drinking sugar than you would for Diet Coke. So that's what I'm saying. And so, you know, like you said, I agree with some of the things, but weight gain, I don't see that.
Well, there's also increased risk of leukemia and lymphoma.
Really?
Yep. And the aspartame.
Aspartame.
I don't think that's how you spell aspartame, but maybe I guess it's meant to be aspartame. It destroys brain cells.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should just quit drinking soda altogether.
Yeah, maybe that explains why I'm getting stupider as I'm getting older.
But I thought that was interesting. I mean, and it all said it all in a photo. And but the fact that somebody tagged me on Facebook, I was like, that's not good.
Yeah. Like, someone's noticing you drinking.
Yeah, that's not good. I should probably stop drinking.
I know. Probably. But you know what? We only live once. What the heck, you know?
I think I'm going to do a juice cleanse, just like a 2 or 3 day thing. And I was, before our guest that was on Wednesday came in, I was actually going to do a cleanse. I think I'm going to do it probably starting next weekend because you're supposed to do it on a weekend.
Right.
Start on a weekend because you'll be tired.
Oh.
Because, I mean, you're cutting everything out and it's basically just fruits and vegetables for 3 days, but blended up.
But so is that like a detox type of a thing?
Yeah, kind of a detox.
Uh-huh.
And feel good about myself and get everything started so I can kickstart. Then I'm just going to eat healthy. I'm not going to...
Oh, okay, cool.
But I'm kind of excited, but I'm also kind of nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, I found one of the cleansers. And the first, you're supposed to eat five or drink five of them a day for 3 days. And five a day? I mean, that doesn't sound like a lot to me. That's like 3 hour gap.
Yeah.
And
but plus, you get sick of it drinking it so much, though.
Well,
you?
It's five different ones.
Oh, okay, good.
One was one was vegetable. One was fruit. One was almond milk. And I can't remember the other two.
Okay.
But you make everything yourself. But the first one was like, 3 sticks of celery, a large handful of spinach, a large handful of kale, and I'm just thinking,
and you have to drink that.
Like, this can't taste good at all. Like, that's my breakfast. But I guess at least I won't taste garlic.
Yeah.
I guess that's a positive. But isn't garlic supposed to be kind of a...
It is a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it cleans out the body, I think, because it makes you sweat, I think, or it comes out with the sweat.
Oh,
I don't know what it...
It's going to be a long day.
Happens. I know. I wonder if someone's going to say something to you.
I know. Probably. Knowing my look, probably.
Oh, God. So, yeah, a lot of things going on in the news. The bad news is that an Israeli soldier was captured, and those terrorists know that when they do this, they bring Israel to its knees.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Israel, every life is important. It really is. Not to say that in other places it's not, but when you see how Hamas is like sacrificing their own people, there's not a lot of awareness or respect for life, I think. And in Israel, I mean, sometimes they'll trade... There were cases where terrorists captured an Israeli and then killed him, and Israel would still bargain just for the bones, for the remains, and would release, like, you know, hundreds of murderers that are prisoners just to get the remains back. That's how important life is in Israel. And so when a soldier's captured, that's going to complicate things. And that's why they do it, because they know it's Israel's weak point.
Yeah.
But they have no, obviously, no sense for life or anything. So, I mean, look at this. It's like they announced a 72-hour ceasefire, and it lasted less than 90 minutes. And now, and this is something very unusual, is most Arab states back Israel, which is, it's unheard of. It's unheard of. So, you know that these terrorists are doing something wrong. And they just don't get it. You know, I think they made a big mistake, and now they're paying for it. And,
yeah.
And so are their people. And, you know, the thing is, you have to understand, though, it's Hamas was put there by election. I mean, people picked them to lead them. So don't you sort of like have to live with the consequences? You know, you vote for a terrorist to lead you, you can expect people to attack you.
Right.
You know, and things like that. So, but then at the same time, you know, I mean, that's the thing, is that we have no problems with the civilians. You know, I mean, Israel has been more than willing to sit down and talk about peace, because that's really all we want, is peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hell with anything else. We don't care about land. It's not about land. It's about security. It's about just being left alone to live, and they can't allow Israel to do that. So that's why this is ongoing. And so, yeah, and you know, Israel's just has always had so many enemies that it has, you know, one of the most powerful armies in the world, and for such a small country, it's really unusual. But what people must understand, that this is by necessity. If you don't have a strong military, you're gone. You're dead, you know? So, you know, and that's why the prime minister said, you know, if Hamas lays down their arms, there will be peace. Mm-hmm. If Israel lays down their arms, there won't be Israel. You know, that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. So,
which is insanely
sad. Yeah, so exactly. Nobody's going to allow that. So, you know, Israel's going to fight back as much as it needs to. And that's why it has a nuclear bomb. It never acknowledged that it does, but everybody knows. And but they don't threaten to use it. Nobody's afraid of them, because Israel would only use that as a last resort.
Yeah.
If you felt, okay, this country is going to be annihilated if, you know, if there's a nuclear bomb shot at them or something, you know.
It's awful.
Yeah, it is, you know, but people don't understand that that's what Jews have had to deal with for all these years. So finally they have, people are sure, I mean, experts are saying if there was no Israel right now, there'd be another Holocaust, you know, because, you know, when people don't have land, they don't have a home, they're just like gypsies, you know, they're like all over the place. And they can't be organized, and people abuse them. And that's what happened for hundreds and thousands of years. So, you know, finally now that there's Israel and Jews can sort of like breathe freely, you know, there's still a lot of people wanting to destroy everything that has to do with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that. And I don't know how it's going to end, but it's not going to end pretty for anybody. You know, I mean, there's just too many deaths going on.
Yeah.
And you know, and like I said, with the Iron Dome that saves a lot of Israeli lives, I believe is also saving a lot of Palestinian lives, because if there were a lot of casualties in Israel, the response would be the response would be a lot greater, and it wouldn't be pretty at all. So again, you know, Israel has had to develop that in order to defend itself. And most of the budget in Israel is spent, you know, like a large percentage of it is spent on defense, you know, because you have to. And then everybody goes to the military because you have to.
Yeah.
You gotta have somebody. So so that's that. There's some interesting things that are happening. Like, for example, Radio Shack. Have you heard of Radio Shack before?
Mm-hmm.
You see, I mean, who's... I imagine that, you know, in this generation, probably nobody's heard of Radio Shack while they're still around. But the thing is, they used to be like a hobbyist's place to go for electronics and things like that back in the 70s, mm-hmm. 80s and stuff. And then they started to get into computers, and they started a computer company called Tandy. And that did pretty well for a while in the 80s. But Radio Shack, you know, focused on being a retail store. And then they started selling, like I said, computers and phones and everything like that. But they're just... and also ran now, you know. I mean, there's just companies that have bigger stores, they have more selection, they have better prices. Nobody goes to Radio Shack.
Exactly. There's one in the mall across the street.
Right. They have them in the malls. That's where
it's so small and kind of tucked away in the corner all the time that no one really sees it.
Exactly.
But when you have eBay, Amazon, all those, even Best Buy, I don't think is getting what they used to.
Exactly. Best Buy is going to close down eventually too, I'm sure. Because you just can't compete.
Mm-mm.
You can't compete with what's going on. But Radio Shack, the reason I'm bringing it up is because I felt 20 years ago they should have closed, you know? 10 years ago.
It's never been that great. I feel like it never really gained that much revenue after...
Right.
When the internet kind of came into play.
Right.
Or the big... force.
Yeah, or the big stores, you know, like Best Buy and Fry's and...
Yeah.
And Circuit City and all of those, they took a lot of business from Radio Shack.
Right.
Yeah. So as a small store, you can't really survive anymore when it comes to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be when people would need, hey, I need a hard drive, I need this, I need that, so I'll go to Radio Shack and buy it. But today, you just go online, you order it there at half the price. Yeah, these companies don't have any right to exist anymore.
I went there probably... 6 months ago and bought an auxiliary cord for my car.
Yeah.
And I went to Radio Shack.
Right.
I didn't even think to go to Best Buy.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, Radio Shack will have them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think Best Buy probably had them cheaper.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that they're still known for certain things that they carry, but that's the thing. There's not much demand for it anymore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So they're focusing more on phones. And for phones, you go somewhere else. Who goes to Radio Shack?
Yeah, exactly.
It's they have 4,000 stores, and they have only $62 million left in cash. I mean, that's nothing for a corporation.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
They only have, 4,000 stores?
4,000 stores.
That's nothing, too.
That's nothing? That's a lot of stores.
You think?
Wouldn't you say?
Compared with...
Well,
the bigger stores, though, I feel like you could have...
I can't imagine that Best Buy has 4,000 stores.
Really?
Yeah.
In the whole of America?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's... Do you think there's more? I wonder. Let's Google this. How many stores does Best Buy have? Let's see. Investors Best Buy statistics. I don't know.
1,150.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. No, wait a minute. 1,150. Oh, okay. In Canada, China, and the U.S.
Wow.
So
that's nothing.
That's the entire world. No, I mean, think about it. Those are huge stores. You know, it's not like.
I don't know. 4,000 doesn't sound that many to me.
Well, think about
Maybe,
it.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. Think about 100 stores. That's a lot. I mean, how many do we have in LA? Maybe 6 at most in the LA area. And
I just typed in how many Forever 21 because that's I was thinking. There's got to be so many.
Right.
Over 355 stores over the U.S.
Right.
That's nothing.
I know.
Okay, maybe 4,000 is
that's
a lot.
That's what I'm saying, you know. I know usually it's a few hundred, you know. How many does McDonald's have, I wonder?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, look that up and see, McDonald's. They probably have more than 4,000. Not even there.
They have to.
You think?
I mean, there's everywhere you turn.
Well, around the world, yes, but In the U.S., I'm not sure. Maybe the I mean, it's not hard to imagine 4,000 McDonald's in the U.S.
They employ more than 500,000 people in the U.S.
Wow. God. 500,000 people.
In England, they have 1,250.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. So here, they definitely have more than 4,000.
Yeah, they've got to.
Right?
More than 31,000 McDonald's locations worldwide.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot. Okay.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Here, there's a search for
approximately
the US.
30,000
yeah.
in the U.S.
30,000 in the yeah. U.S.?
Yeah.
30,000 in the U.S.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there has to be. I can think of four. In probably a 3-mile radius of right. where we are.
That's true, yeah.
You know?
Can you imagine managing so many? But wait a minute. Oh, okay, 1,200 in the UK, you're right. And then 34,000 in the world, right?
Oh, I saw in...
Worldwide,
I
they
saw
have
30,000 McDonald's restaurants in the United States.
No, they're saying worldwide they have 34,000. Well, maybe, yeah, maybe it is in the States. That they have only that many.
Oh, you're right, because I said 31,000 worldwide.
Right.
So it can't be 30,000 in America.
Yeah. Here, there's an article here, but it's not coming up for me. I don't know why. It's freezing here. But it'll come back in a minute. So that's interesting. Yeah, McDonald's has over 34,000 restaurants and operates in 118 countries.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot. It still doesn't say how many it has in the U.S., and that's what I Googled. But, okay, whatever.
The first McCafe was opened in Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting. You'd think it'd be in Europe or something
yeah.
where coffee's popular.
Yeah.
Wow.
Serves nearly 54 million individuals every single day of the year.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I yeah. should open a McDonald's franchise. Doesn't seem to can't be able to go wrong, you know?
I know. But, you know, so I guess Radio Shack is going to close about 1,100 locations. But that's a lot, huh? I mean, that's like what remains from the 70s and 80s, I'm telling you. They used to be, maybe even in the 90s, you know, they were still doing well. But not anymore, not in the past 15 years. If I was the leader of that company, I would have closed it or sold it
yeah,
a long time
seriously.
Ago. But, you know, what can they do?
I guess one of the contractors of the World Trade Center, he's done nearly $1 billion in construction work.
Really?
He's been charged with defrauding a government program intended to promote minority and women-owned businesses. I mean, this is somebody that... works, has done over nearly $1 billion mm-hmm. in construction work at the World Trade Center.
Wow.
And now he's being charged for fraud.
Wow. Yeah.
It's insane.
I'm telling you, people are just crazy, man.
Yeah.
They have money and it's still not enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, just like that quarterback that stole the crabs, whatever he stole there.
The crab's legs.
Yeah,
crab's legs at the local Publix.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? You know, people do stupid things,
yeah.
obviously. But yeah, I mean, the greediness that some people have, you know, the greed is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
This in Florida, I guess this mom was arrested after letting her 7-year-old walk to the park alone.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty scary stuff when you think about how when we grew up, I don't know how it was in England, but I can tell you back in my generation... Even still, to this day, in Israel, you can let a 7-year-old walk to the park, no problem. You let kids walk to school.
Yeah.
You know? So, but this has become so dangerous living here.
Right.
You know, in so many ways. Who would think of letting their kid go? You know? So, they're saying that... So, the mom was arrested. Apparently, what happened is somebody saw the kid walk, and they asked him what's going on. And, you know, so he sort of like got scared and ran to the park, you know, so.
I don't know if you'd be arrested in England,
yeah.
but I do I mean, it's just morals.
Right.
You don't let your 7-year-old
right.
kid walk alone.
Right, exactly. But the question is, did they put him in danger? And that's possible, you know? I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on what kind of a neighborhood it is.
Right.
And...
But is she getting arrested for child neglect?
Probably, yeah, for something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe child abuse, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy what people do.
I know. And it says the state law in Florida doesn't specify an age at which a child can be left alone. So they don't specify an age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. A 7-year-old?
It's young.
To picture a 7-year-old. Yeah.
It's very young.
Although, like I said, in my generation, we would walk to school, no problem. We would play outside, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So times have changed.
Yeah, times definitely. Have changed.
And then we blame the kids for staying home playing video games, you know?
Right.
We don't let them go outside because it's dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well,
I guess Pistorius has sold his home to help pay for the murder trial, but it sold for significantly less.
Really?
He ended up paying $4.5 million for
That's what
his
he
house.
Paid.
That's what he paid.
Right.
It doesn't say... He hoped to raise at least $5 million.
Right.
It doesn't say how much he got, but it's significantly less.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably is going to need even more than that for his defense.
Right. I guess the home stood empty for more than a year, and there's water damage. So there's a lot of repairs that have to be...
Oh, okay. And they live in Cape Town. You know, that's like heaven on earth.
Really?
Why did they have to kill anybody? Yeah.
Cape
Town
is
amazing. You got to go to Cape Town if you can. If you ever go to Africa, go to South Africa. It's not as as wild as other places, you know. It's a little civilized.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little more civilized.
And I mean, this trial has been going on for so long.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's true, yeah.
Like, when
Yeah, it's been like several months that we've been talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's not easy putting someone behind bars for life or to death.
And especially when it's in the public eye.
Right.
I think Donald Sterling's trial starts somewhat soon.
A trial for what?
Because he sued the NBA and his wife.
Oh, okay, for ownership of the...
Yeah,
for being part of the NBA. Oh, okay.
So that trial
starts
somewhat soon. I like the big cases that... Yeah. There was one in Florida that I... the Casey Anthony.
Casey Anthony.
I followed that, and I still don't believe that she should have been... that she was found not guilty.
Really?
I think it was obvious.
Yeah, yeah. But there were a lot of holes in that case, and I didn't follow it while it was happening, but I became fascinated with it afterwards... After she was let go, and I read both books by both the prosecutor and the defense attorney.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like questions about it, but there's no question she's whacked out of her head.
Right.
You know. So
yeah,
she probably did it, but there was just no evidence to connect her.
Yeah.
With the crime.
And it's insane. I mean, the judicial.
Judicial.
The system is just... there was one lady, because this is when I interned at a news station. She's called Marissa Alexander. She had a restraining order against her boyfriend, husband, I'm not sure.
Right.
And he broke into her house. She went and got a gun. She had a gun for self-defense. She went and got the gun and shot a warning shot into the ceiling.
Right.
Because of the 2020 life law,
right.
She got 20 years behind bars.
Really?
And she didn't even harm him. She did nothing.
Wow.
She fired a warning shot.
Really?
And she got 20 years.
God. Yeah. You see, that's where there's no justice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And yet she had a restraining order against him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just insane. The whole trial I was interning, so I felt like I was close to the case because every day we were talking about it.
Yeah,
and it was just, it's just insane.
Yeah.
Insane. these big cases, they never seem to get resolved. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
firing a warning shot, and she shot it into the ceiling. It wasn't right. like she shot it forward or anywhere right. that he could be.
Right,
it was into the ceiling.
Right,
and she got 20 years.
Wow. Yeah, who knows what went on there?
Because just
know?
For firing a gun in Florida, the minimum you can get is 20.
Really?
Yeah, the minimum wow. you can get is 20 years
for firing a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have license, you mean, or what?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because if you have license, I don't see how.
Well, yeah, if you're at a shooting range or something like that, it's different. Right. So I guess yeah, if you don't have a license.
Do they allow license to carry? I would imagine they do in Florida, right? I don't know if they have open carry, but you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. There was one more thing I wanted to bring up that we were talking about. Oh, never mind. Finally, just this thing. There's a Kim Kardashian computer game now. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's called Kim Kardashian Hollywood, and it's making $700,000 a day.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
That family can't do anything. I mean, everything that they do brings in money.
Yeah.
Everything.
Right. Just because they're famous, you know. And so they're saying the objective of the game is, you know, you get like an avatar or something, and you spend money to be like her and to get on the A-list, and, you know.
Wow.
The faster you can move up the ranks from the E-list to the A-list,
oh
the objective
gosh.
Of the game.
That's insane. That doesn't even sound fun.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a free game to download, but I guess people spend money on things like virtual clothes, virtual hairstyles, energy boosts. I mean, what is this? People
oh
spend
gosh.
Money on anything, man.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Kim Kardashian.
It will, and it
game.
Adds up. Because, I mean, I'll buy it. I hate buying apps.
Yeah.
But for 99 cent, I'll buy one.
Yeah.
But then everyone's thinking that. So yeah. by the time 100,000 people have bought the app,
right.
it's $100,000.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Just for 99 cent per app.
Yeah.
So imagine these apps. I mean, I bought one photo editing app. I think it was $4.99. It killed me to buy it.
Yeah.
But it's a
but
great
you liked it.
It's a great app for editing photos.
Right.
The amount of people that have that app.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God,
really?
That's so much money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
good for them. You know, they figured it out. I have no problem paying, you know, $5. I mean, it's still cheaper than software for your computer.
Very true.
You pay $40, $50, $100 for a simple word processor or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is it, Charlotte. Another week
in
the can. I'm probably going to be writing this weekend. And you have fun yourself.
I will. I'll be working and just relaxing.
Okay, cool. That's what you do on weekends.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and see you on Monday.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.